And that this Gemara calls with Rish Lakish as the Ras. And still, Rabbi raised the question, suppose it is, he bit me bifnim, v'yotiach m'bachutz, but it was yotiach m'bachutz kedem, and then he bit. Then he bit. So in other words, it's not out of the reyesi. It's not out of the reyesi. So the question is, in other words, we could say, in order to say that Rashi also agrees with Rav, that Abaye accords with Rish Lakish, so we have to say that Gemara is that Kashe. The Gemara is that Kashe in regard to the case of Hidvik mibifnim v'yotiach mibachutz, where it was Hidvik v'yisefertiach. Hidvik v'yisefertiach. So in other words, and it's a tiach mibachutz, so it is tata l'reyesi. So the Gemara is the Kashe, whether it is chayv b'chale or not chayv b'chale. Now, we have to say, if Rashi holds, agrees with the Rav, that the Abaye accords with Rish Lakish, so then we'll have to say that the Gemara has reference to the case where it was first Yotiach, Mibachutz, and then it was Hidvik. So Memele, it is not Tatel Reze. It is not Tatel Reze, it's only Chodel Reze. So that's the Shai of the Gemara Mar. Rish Lakish says that where it's Yotiach, where it's Yotiach, Rish Lakish is made it. Now, Rish Lakish is made it that where it is Yotiach, will it say Fidbik, so then it's Chayu Bechal. So then it's a Chayu Bechal. Now the question is, if it is Rish Lakish only made it, that it's Chayu Bechal, if it is Yotiach, will you say Fidbik? And it's a tiach mi bifnim lo yisei fidik. But suppose it's a tiach mi bachutz lo yisei fidik. So it has one characteristic of tano, and not the other characteristic of tano. So then, it's not chay b'chale. Omalei, my imalei, di aminalei, omalei, heidi u my silpes. That's the machlekes, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. So in other words, so what did Rav Zeira say? So Rav Zeira said, that it's a doba poshut, that in the case where it's a tiach mi bachutz, v'hakach hidbik, so it's chodol etebuse v'chodol reyese, so then, according to Rish Lakish, it is potter of chale. According to Rish Lakish, it's potter of chale. In other words, so that means, not like the Mordechai. So not like the Mordechai. But in order to say that, if we are going to say, so in other words, if we are to assume that Rashi agrees with the Rach, that this Abaye accords with Rish Lakish, so then we have to say that Rashi is chilek on the Mordechai, on the Yireim. And that he holds, that the Yireim says, that when does Rish Lakish say that Ma'aseh Ulufes is Potter, only start El Reyeseh, so on the contrary, this is the Abaye, and Rav Zeira said that this is certainly Ma'aseh Ulufes. In other words, if it's a Tiach Mibachutz, V'hakach Hippik, so it's Chodol Tebuse, the Chodol Reyeseh, then it's Potter. So it's not like the Yireim. It's not like that. However, we can say that Rashi agrees with the Yireim. But Rashi agrees with the Yireim, and on the contrary. So he holds, not like the Rach, that this Abaye accords with Rabbi Yechanan. This Abaye accords with Rabbi Yechanan. So Mimele, he asks hippik libifnim, v'yotiach libachutz. In other words, in the case, maisi yufes, regular maisi yufes, so according to Rabbi Yechon and Yitzchayim b'chal. But regular maisi yufes, so regular maisi yufes, so then, regular maisi yufes, so it started a reese. So Rabbi Yechon said that it's chayim b'chal. So then, yes, discussion. Suppose it's hibik libifnim, v'yotiach libachutz. Hibik libifnim, v'yotiach libachutz. So, hibik libifnim, v'yotiach libachutz. And it's, in other words, so it is, first it is hibik, and then it is yotiach. So it is tatar reyeset. So whether according to Rabbi Yechonen, this is chay b'chal or not, maybe Rabbi Yechonen only says that Maisi Yufes is chay b'chal when it's chodol to do say, v'chodol reyese. But in the case of hitbik mibifnim, v'yotiach mibachutz, in the Yufes. So, and first hitbik and then yotiach, and it was then yotiach mibachutz, so it's tatal reyese, maybe even Rabbi Yechonen will agree that it's not analogous to my satanul if it's tatal reyese, and it's potter of chale. Then he answered him, no. Omalei, ni my silves. So in other words, that's like the Mordechai. So on the contrary, so we can explain Rashi in two ways. Either we explain Rashi, that Rashi agrees with the Rach, that the Abaye of the Gemore accords with Rish Lakish, and then we have to say, we call it Rish Lakish, and then we have to say, when he asked, Hibikni bifnim v'yotiach mibachutz, he means, first it was yotiach mibachutz, and then it was hibik. So, and then it was hibik. So in other words, so it's chodol itivuse v'chodol ereyese. So according to Rish Lakish, and it according to Rish Lakish, so maisi yufes is potter of chale, but where it's chodol itivuse v'chodol ereyese, So maybe Rish Lakish will be made there, that is chayim v'chale. So he answered, no, in you my seufes, that's my seufes. So that's not like the Rei. And if we are to assume that Rashi agrees with the Rei Shite, so then we have to say, on the contrary, that this Abaye calls with Rabbi Yechon. So he asked him, boyimenei, omale rabbi rabzeire, boyimenei miule, hibik mi bifnim v'itiach mi bachutz. In other words, first it was hibik, and then it was hiotiach mi bachutz, hiotiach mi bachutz. So in other words, so if it was hibik mi bifnim v'itiach mi bachutz, so it started to say. So according, and we passed like Rabbi Yechonen. So according to Rabbi Yechonen, is it bichal or not? Maybe by Tatar Reise, Rabbi Yechonen himself will agree that by Silufes is poter. So he says, because that's where Rabbi Yechonen Rishlokish Achelik, and Rabbi Yechonen says that by Silufes is chayev even by Tatar Reise. On the contrary, so it's in line with the Rishi. So we can explain the Rashi in two ways. Now, so of course, more mashma from the Loshon of the Gemara, since he says he mentions hibik first, that he has reference to the case where it hibik v'hakach yotiach, and it was also yotiach b'chutz, so it's tatal reyese. So what does he ask? Tatal reyese. So he asks, it's not words only alim the Rabbi Yechonen, alim the Rish Lakish, there couldn't be any abayah, there couldn't be any shayla. So that's more mashma. In other words, that according to Rashi, so the Abaye has reference to Hidbik v'hakach yotiach, but it was hakach yotiach b'chutz, so it's not a reyese, and we assume like Maisi Yufes is hayotim, but the Shaila is, maybe in the case of Tatal reyese, even Rabbi Yechonen will agree that Maisi Yufes is turim. So that the answer to him, no, that's Maisi Yufes. This is where Rabbi Yechonen Rish Lakish achel. All right. Omri, So suppose Rashi explains it. מי מאיר בכי מאיר שלי בירופוס ומי מאיר אפ יוסף מאו מי האבה קיינטנו אוי לא קיינטנו לא זה לא דורת סינס מי מאיר אפ יוסף so it's more like a tunnel so it's more like a tunnel oh so is it חייב חלנה אומלי מיימלי דיאמינלי אומלי ריבני מייסינקי ריבני מייסינקי כל מייסי יופס כן, שאין לו מייצי וביקח וממיילס I mean, so that's this is where רבי יחן לשלוקיש אחר חלצי לתאיס היתיק בפנים וירתיח מבחוץ מה לפירש הקונטרס למפורש למייל רבי יופס תאי, אם כן, במאי סובר רבי דיפלי במאי סובה רבי דיפלי רבי יחן בשלוקש so רב זינה said to him that this is the case of the מחלקס רבי יחן בשלוקש but רבי didn't know it so he wasn't so sure about that this is the case of the מחלקס רבי יחן בשלוקש so in other words so what did he think מאי סובה רבי דיפלי רבי יחן בשלוקש על כוחו בהיביק מבפנים ויותיח מבפנים אם כן מאי בואי לרבי יסיד בזכוכה היפיקו בפנים ועבוק הכנה מה? ונראה לרי דהוכה בהיפיק ביטלו מי בהיפיק ביטלו מי ובואי לי כאילו דיטלו הוא לחושב מי זה יפץ even though it's unlike the characteristics of טלו but if it's in טלו so it doesn't matter כאילו דיטלו הוא so לחושב מי זה יפץ או ידיל בלוש או ידיל בלוש ורב היצף מפויה כשהיביק בתנו ובלויס, he didn't think any הסק in the tunnel, אלא מזבשי ומהסק שכנגד, את בהסק שכנגד, וכן פירש רב נחם. אומר רב אסי, איס אסל מייס השני, לדיבר רב מאיה, פטור המנחל, לדיבר חלון, חייבת בחל. בקוד בין זה מחלקת, רב מאיה ורבונו, אסלו אבא מייס השני, או מייס השני, זמומן הלו. So that machlekes is in dushin regabe am kadish isho de maisa shei. So according to Rav Meir, who says maisa shei mom kaveya, so ham kadish isho de maisa shei, so she's not in kadish. And according to the Rabbono, so that maisa shei is mom lehet yet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that maisa shei is mom lehet yet, So then I'm Kaddish Mois Maisa Sheini, so Mikudeshes. Now the Gemara in Chelek in Sanhedrin says that the whole Machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is only in regard to Maisa Sheini B'Yerushalayim, where it's Nitin L'Achilek. Maisa Sheini B'Gvulim. You can't hear it, so then everybody agrees that it's Mom and Rav Meir. I mean, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's moment of Eya. The Machlekes, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that Tam Kaddish be Maisa Sheni is in Kodeshes, it's moment of Eya, that is Maisa Sheni of Yerushalayim, not Maisa Sheni of Kodesh. All right. So, Isa Shem Maisa Sheni. Lidiva Rav Meir. So, this also has reference to Maisa Sheni of Yerushalayim. So, Isa Maisa Sheni, Lidiva Rav Meir, Ptu Amin Achal. Lidiva Chachomim, Chayavez Bichale, נכון, זה כל פעם יהיה מה זה שני זמן גביה, so it's like an issue של הקדש, so it's what of חל, אבל זה סי חבר, אבל זה סי הקדש. And the דיבר חכום עם רב יהודה, that it's מומן הדיית, so it's חייב לך. מה זה של מה זה שני? The same thing. לדיבר רב מאיר, אין עולם יצא בו, ידי חיבוסי בפסח. לדיבר חכום עם, יצא בו ידי חיבוסי בפסח. יצא בו יחבוסי בפסח same reason now why so בישלימה by חלה so the special בגלל סעקוס אבי ססיך but by מצה where the special סעקוס so the Gemara says we soon say that there is the alfuse of לחם לחם so there is the alfuse of מצה from חלה now אסריק של מייסה שני לדיבר יתאו יצא לא חייב לכם so לדיבר רב מאיר אין יצא בי יחיבוס אין יצא חיבוס אביון לדיבר חכומים עוד אומר יצא בי יחיבוס אביון מה זה כבר הפה? בישלו מייסה דקסיבה יצא שכם שלכם אסריק נעמי דקסיבו כך כמו לכם לכן משלכם יהיה, אלו מעצו מקסיב מצסכם, אמר רובי ביתים רבים, אבא שלמי יהיה, אסי לחם לחם, קסיב אוכה לחם איני, קסיב אוסם בואי ואכול לכם לחם לורץ, מה להלו משלכם, אף כאן משלכם. זאת אומרת, זה ספשו תרושת, זה דבר מעצה דרזור פצה הלוכה, אוב משלכם. דרזור פצה הלוכה משלכם. נא, ומעצה שבאי שלא דיבר רבי רבייצה, בו אפילו לא איתו ראשי מי לא שנה נימוס. Because according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, that we darshan any, that only that which is eaten by Ninus, so my Sashemi cannot be eaten anyway. So, if you look at the Lash, he was on Ninus. So, Bino Matzah Shalei, Bino Yishon Bavea, who come and pour it, mixing Matzah. Now, Rashi emphasizes here, but if we don't Yishon Bino Yishon Ninus, Bino Matzah Shalei, Bino Yishon Bavea, Bino Yishon Bavea. In other words, Rashi implies that even though there is a yalfuset of lechem lechem, even though there is a yalfuset of lechem lechem, so, but that doesn't mean that the aloche of shalachem by matzeh is mamish the same din as lochem by lulev. By lulev, so not only gozel is possible, even shomu is possible. Maybe we shamanu that matzo shulo is possible. The rosh, even that is a big chiddush. So, but the Rosh says that Matzah Gzulo is possible because of this Gemara. Now, this Gemara says that there is the Alfuse of Lechem, Ein, Lechem, Lechem, Mal Halom HaShlichem, Al Kamish Lechem. So, Mimele Gozul, Matzah Gzulo is possible. He doesn't, the Rosh mentions that on the basis of Matzah Gzulo, because HaKosov is not Shlachem, not because of Mitzah Bonaneh. So, other Vishen mentioned it because of Mitzvah Aveir, but the Rosh mentions it because it's not Lachem. So even that is a Chiddush. But the Rosh only says that Matzah Gzulo is possible. The Rosh doesn't say that Shom is possible. So, now, let's see what Eisa says. Now let's just see, let's finish this is a Gemara. Leim Misayel, Eisa Shomai Zashem Yitom Nachal, Dibir Admeya, V'chachomim Eim Chayez, Leim Misayel Haim Haak, Horekom. Horekoma. Leine mit Pflege Biese. Rabbi Ramiya und Rabbi Yudhe. Vana Ame Pflege? Oy Dilmo, Shana Hoso, Dichsiv Alisseichem, Alisseichem Treizim. So in other words, so we cannot make an analogy between Matze and Chal. So, but there is a Aloche. I mean that there is the Alfuse of Lechem, Lechem. In other words, that matzah also has to be lachem. Now let's see what Teisus says. From Teisus it's mashma. So from Rashi it's mashma that the din of lochem by matzah is not the same din as lochem by lulev. By lulev, so lochem implies that it has to be completely shalei. In other words, if it is not completely shalei, if one does not have exclusive title in the lulev, so it's not it. Even show. Masha'in came gabu matzeh, so Rashi emphasizes. Va'filuidot v'sheini loshanamus. Bino matzeh shaloi, v'loi shal goveya. V'loi shal goveya. So in other words, the lochem by matzeh is different than the lochem by lulev. Because Rashi emphasizes the lochem by matzeh only implies that shal goveya not that it has to be his. That let's say if it chose, so he's not Yitze with the Kadai Smaz. Not this Allah. You see that the Arishenim who say that Matzah Gzulo is not Yitze because Mitzah Bo Bavera. But why shouldn't it be Yitze because it's not Lochem? And then they discuss whether by Matzah the din of Mitzah Bo Bavera applies to Matzah. Maybe it applies only to Kom and to Lulev, that is Boleratzeis, not to Matzah. But the question is, it shouldn't be Yitze because it's not Lochem. So from these Rishonim we see that even though there is the Alfuse of Lechem Lechem, but the din of Lochem by Matzeh is unlike the din of Lochem by Esrik. By Esrik, Lochem implies that it has to be his. He has to have exclusive title in the world. Maybe Gozlo is not Yetzeh, and Shol is not Yetzeh, and Shutrim is not Yetzeh. He has to have exclusive title. By Matzeh, so the din of Lochem is only the Chalgoveya not. So if we say, Maisa Sheini, My Sasheini is moving away, so then it's a koya by Matsu. But not that it has to be Eitz. And maybe it could be Eitz even with Gozel. The Rosh says that Gozel not. But according to Rashi, he could be Eitz with Gozel too. Except because of Mitzvah Maveira and other reasons. But, so Rashi emphasizes, see, the Bino Matsu Shaloi Biloi Shaloveya, Kam Porach Miksiv Matzav. Mikziv Matzav. So, hore kom, alim misai lo hore chol mitzra vasen mo pli yasnan. Tige, trezim na avu hosom lochem limu tishol bigozum. Avu esrik shol maiz ha-sheini. Haidi isyai lo achil enofik bein achil rab meya. So, kom mash melon, that esrik shol maiz ha-sheini not. But Rashi doesn't Rashi doesn't say that shol and gozul is mismai. Rashi again emphasizes that I would say that even my Sasheini, that is Momi Govea, according to Rameya, is Eitze. So, Kamash will not, Momi Govea now. And it's Mistaga like Rashi. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Rosh is a very big Chiddush. Now, because the whole Aloche of Lochem by Matze is derived from Chale. Now, so it couldn't be more than by Chale. Now, by Chale, how about Isok Zulo? So, is Chai Bechale or not Chai Bechale? So he says, "Zulah said, 'I am from the Gemara. In a gezel, daf tzadik veis.' The Gemara says that if someone was gezel, the kemach, and then he was mafkis chale, and he made a broche, so he's a mivorech al menoitz. But it's a nisam zulah. So if we say that nisam zulah is not chayevus bechale, so why does Gemara say that the broche is a mivorech al menoitz?" It's not chayav bechale. So we see that there is no aloha that he said zulah is not chayav bechale. But there is exeris akosuf uvaris seichem mishalachem. The answer is by chale the exeris akosuf uvaris seichem only implies that shal goveya is potter of chale. Not that it has to be his. He has to have a private title in it. Shal goveya now. So mele seems in view of the fact that matzeh is deduced from chale. So by matzah the lochem also implies only that shall go be a not, but not that it has to be his. Now the question is, according to the Rosh, the Rosh says that matzah zulo is possible because it's not lochem. But the question is, matzah could not be more chomer than chale. It's deduced from chale. So, Monefshech, if the Lochem of Matzeh implies that Zulah is possible, so that the Lochem of Chale also is the Mayit Zulah. And we see from that Gemara that there is no Ptur of Zulah by Chale. So we have to say in the Rosh, that the reason as to why, that by Chale, Zulah is Chayev, because Chale is a Chivas Hisa. So maybe it's not shayach to say, Enoch Name, the Gzersakosuv of Lochem should be mimayit not only Goveya, Momin Goveya, should be mimayit Momin that is not his. But, so maybe it's Gabi Matzo, if it's Gozel, so he has no kinyonim in that Matze, it's Gozel. So maybe it's Gismayit. Masheikin by Chale, it's a Chivas Hiso, it's not a Chivas Gavre. So maybe it's not shayach to say ligabe that gozel. If the iso is gzulo, so it should be potter of chale. If the whole chiyu of chale would be a chivas gavre, so we say this gavre by whom it's gozel, so maybe cannot be mechuyev. It's mismayit. But it's a chivas iso, and it's terrible if you don't think of chale. So how is a shayach to say ligabe the iso it's gozel because it's not lochem? If it's a chivas gavre, then we can say it's gozel, it's not lochem. But if it's a chivas hiso, so how can we be mited? It's not lochem. Whose? It's not the hisas. Of course, it's not the hisas. So it's not the gavres. But gavre or no gavre? I mean, it's a chivas hiso. So, mele, the Rosh holds. Ein lochem ame. Since there is a loche of lochem. So it should be mimayit gozel too. But by chale we cannot say that when the Torah says, "Amisaseichem mishalachem," so mimele it should be mimayit gozel, Because it's a chivasis, so it's not shayach to say it has to be. It's not gozul gamli, so it's gozul gamli gamli. But the chiyuv of the gamli has no significance. When the gamli is mechuyev, when the gamli is not mechuyev, it doesn't matter. The iso is chayav is bechala. The iso is tov lechal. The iso is tov lechal. So the main way we cannot be mimayit from arisa seichel. We cannot be mimayit from arisa seichel. From arisa seichel gozul. Eino chaname. Now, there, besides the din table that is in the Iso, so there is a mitzvah sasei of being mafchis chala also. There is a mitzvah sasei, according to Rashi in Gittin, so if someone is nele, he says that the gabi tunis maizches, but it doesn't make a difference. The same thing applies to chala. So if somebody is nele from the kvap, even though he doesn't eat it, so he's mechuyev midaraisa to be mafish. But when it's one mechuyev, if it's mishtasho, rashetat mem zayin in gid. So there is a mitzvah sasei, of being mafish, besides the iser achir, there is a mitzvah sasei. And from Rashi it appears that even if he doesn't eat it, so now there is a machlekes, the taz. We learned that in the Cheshvite, the beginning of the Cheshvite, the Taz in the Cheshvite, and the Mokma Avrom in the Chesitzes. Suppose someone has a crop of druid that is stabbed, but he doesn't intend to eat it, he doesn't intend to sell it, he doesn't intend to have a noyeh, he just keeps it in storage. Is he mechuyev to be mafkish to Mesa Maizras? So there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Mokma Avrom, the Taz in the Cheshvite, and the Mokma Avrom, I think, is the first simonim. So whether there is a chiyuv afrosh, but from Rashi in Gittin Achnum Zayin it appears that if he keeps it in storage and he doesn't intend to eat it and he doesn't intend to sell it, he doesn't intend to be nehem from it, then there is no chiyuv incumbent upon him to be mafresh. But if he intends to eat it, or even if he doesn't intend to eat it, if it's mishtar shalei, let's say suppose he wants to give it. Suppose he wants to give it to eat to a behemel, so then he is mechuyev, or he wants to sell it, if it's mishtashle, if it's nene, so he's mechuyev to be mafrish. So there is a chiyuv to be mafrish. Besides, that's true according to everybody, that besides the isa tevel, there is a chiyuv to be mafrish. So, in Chanami, it could be that in so far as the chiyuv gavri is concerned, so according to the Rosh, we learn out from Arisisechem, also, that if the Iso is Gzuo, so then there is no Chiyuv on the Gavre to be Mafrish Chale. But even though there is no Chiyuv on the Gavre, but it's terrible that it's a Chivas Iso, and it's not Shayach to say Gozul is Nismayit of the Chivas Iso. But in Chaname, as far as the Chivas Gavre is concerned, so according to the Rosh, the Chiyuv Afroshe of Chale doesn't apply to an Iso Gzuo. But it's still chayim chala because of the chayim asiso, unless it's moni goveya. So then it's afkoye of the chayim asiso altogether. But where it's not moni goveya, it just is gozel. So then it cannot be afkoye of the chayim asiso. But it could be nismayit from the chayim gavre. So in Chaname we can, the Rosh holds that we can learn out from Arisa Seichem that it has to be lochem. And the Mele Gozel could be Nismayit, but it couldn't be Nismayit. So even by Chali it could be Nismayit from the Chemes Gavre, from the Mitzvah Fosse. But Gozel couldn't be Nismayit from the Chemes Iso. Except if it is Momi Goveya, then it's Nismayit of the Chemes Iso altogether. Mashein Keili Gabe Matze, that is completely and exclusively Chemes Gavre, so there Gozel is Nismayit from the Mitzvah. Gozel is Nismayit from the Mitzvah. But that's the Shita of the Rosh. But Rashi shit is not like that. Rashi emphasizes bino matzah shalei v'lo yishol goveya, because Rashi holds that in view of the fact that the Gemara in Golokamed after the Vei says that by isok zulo, so it's only a problem with the brocha in yivorech al menoyes. So we see that it's chay v'chalei, so it's not even of the chayves gavre, it's not nismayit. So there is a seichem. It only implies that if it's not momen hedit, if it's momen goveya. So then it is potter of chale. Mashaykin Gozel is not mismayit. So matzah is deduced from challah. So Rashi emphasizes here, being matzah shaloi moish shabaya. And then again, the esrich shomai sashem. It's not, but it's not the same din of achem. Now, however, from tasteless, it appears that it is the same din of achem. Asher lachem lachem, hikshor vivu alayich, kivit yalchino lachem lachem, divino matzah shalachem, amai yitzlich liyil limutit, shal yotza bitet, shal yitza bitet. Why? Because you're missing Shemot Yechul Chomets. You're to say, she missing Shemot Yechul Chomets, Shemot Yechul Tehebel, typically, without the Gersa Kosef of you're to say, typically, the Boinon Shalachem, the Tehebel, any Shalachem. So how do we know the Tehebel is not Shalachem? So, because since it's also about Achille, so the Gemore, the Gabi Lule, the Gabi Esrik says, the Gabi Esrik, that it's not Lachem. If one has no Heter Achille, so it's not Lachem. So here too, so we see from this tasteless that it's mamish the same drosha. From tasteless, we see it's mamish the same drosha. So we look from tasteless, according to tasteless, so even with matzah shulo, it will be yetzi. From the rosh, it only appears that matzah shulo is not yetzi. But that does not necessarily mean that matzah shulo is not yetzi. Because there is a difference between shulo and shulo. Because shulo, so it's not his altogether. Shulo, so he has a key, he has certain key on him in it. He can be mishtamish in it. So maybe according to the Rosh doesn't mention matzah shulo. So it's mashma that shulo is yet. So the Rosh will also be made that it's not mamish the same thing. But from Teitzves it's mashma that it's mamish the same thing. So even matzah shulo, according to Teitzves, wouldn't be yet. Take with Bina Shalachem, Tel Shalachem, the Esmer Shalmaid, Machsherino, Bissila, Bilu, Vagozum, before Shosam, Shimdiboy, Mafko, Nixa, Vagoni, Vechozle, So as mamish olachem from the day, but tevu mamish mashma dechtevu gomu lachoshu lachem. Why? Because he has no heter achile. So here too, matzah shel tevu he has no heter achile. It's not lachem. So we see from tasteless that it's mamish the same din as vayulah. So matzah shulo will not be yetze either according to taste. The tirat zvi esrich shel tevu lachoshu shalei kibu shetzorich liken l'men l'keinu l'leiv ubiinon sheyehei kol esrich shalei avol matzah. שאם אוכל כל כך, שאם הוא יומסי ממנו תרומו או ימייסי על מה שאוכל, הקטה אוכל שיומצה חושב שפיו שלו. חושב שלו. So Tetzler says that the reason is why Esrich shel tevu is not lachem, not because he has no heter achil, so he may not call him lachem, but because since he has to give the tromo to the kehen, So Mimele, that means that the Kayan has an undetermined chilek in the temple. He has an undetermined chilek. So Mimele, it's not lachem. So, ubiyino shei kol esrich shalei, avo matzeh shei mocho kol kach, shei moyonesi mimene trumo, uymaisei, mima sheocha, akate ochal, shei o matzeh, choshesh shafe shalei. So why don't we say, Likabe Esrik also. Suppose the Esrik is a very big Esrik. It has more than a Shia. So he should still be Eitze with an Esrik Shotevu. The answer is, I think that the Prince of Rashba said that. Because by Esrik, so Choser is possible. So Mimele by Esrik, even if it's a big Esrik, so Mimele he cannot be Eitze. Mashinki by Matzo, so there is no Aloha, it has to be Eitze. No, he can be Eitze, even if it's a Choser. He can be kind because I'm the mitzvah of matzeh. So Mimele, so true that there is an undetermined chilek that is belongs to the kohen, to the levi, to the oni. But after this, chilek will be taken off and given away, so it will still be a kazayis left. So Mimele, he can be it. Shemohu kashem elisim menut umo maizu rachachos. Chotchev shashar. So it's mashmash according to this teretz. Suppose the matzah shel tevu is just the kazayis which is mitzvah. So then nechanami without the posik of yosazeh shein yisurim shvatei chom shvatei chol tevu. So you wouldn't be behind it. But usually the matzah is more than the kazayis which is v'rashbotirayit v'yitzrichu yiru koho leichay shemashi yafis yishalem kigei b'mukeinu leivu yisforion v'notar mimenu כמו תרומו ומייסרישן, אישור אחר מקרין הבן. Why does he say, he not only כמו תרומו ומייסרישן, So that's Ligabe Yisroel on. So that is, then you have to resort to not only memu, kvot, homomization. Then mashup on that. Alright, so now what we see from this thing says, the basis holds that the droshe of Lochem is mamish the same, banatze, is mamish the same droshe as Gabiru Tabes. Tabes. Now, so, but since it's the same droshe as Gabi Esrik, and the droshe of Lochem by Matzah is deduced from Chalek, so by Chalek it also has to be the same kind of droshe. But we see that Chalek Zulo is Chayev, so we have to say the same thing that we said in connection with the Rosh, because Chalek is a Chivas Isam. Yes, by the way. You mean because the Rishino, alright. But from the Gemara, it's Mashma that even according to Mandoma, the Tanya, who says, Shino became a maid, it's still Chayyachal. Because the Gemara mentions it. Regarding Mandoma, Rabbi Lezer, who says, Shino became a maid. So in other words, even if Shino is became a maid, it's only a mingan of Ainzen Vorach Lamenoit, but it's still Chayyachal. Now, so that means that we have three shittas. We have the shitta of Tensves. The shitta of Tensves is that the halacha of Lochem by Matzah is mamish the same thing like the drosha of Lochem by Esrik, and that the shitta of the Rosh is mashma that the Gzulo is mismayit, but Chol not, because if the Rosh shitta had been that Chol is also mismayit, he should mention a bigger chiddush. Why does he have to mention Gozlu? We can mention Shol. So the Rosh will agree that it's not mamish the same aloche. But Gozlu is mismayit. Gozlu is mismayit. And then Rashi Shite is, and the Rishonim who say that if my matzik zuro is yetze, and he doesn't, the aloche of mitzvah bo v'aveira doesn't apply. Why? Because mitzvah bo v'aveira is only shayach like mitzvahs of ritzu, like korban or lulav, not a mitzvah like matzah. But the question is, mitzvah lochem shouldn't be yetze. So they'll hold like Rashi. I mean, but they say beferish, whereas Rashi it's only deal that the aloche of lochem gabi matzah is only mimayit shel goveyanat, not that it has to be lochem. It's not like this. It's not like this. So we have three sheets. Alright, now. Boy Rav Shimon Norakish. Ma'u she'etzi odom yichivosi v'chalo shomai zashem yidu v'shomai. Ali bin Rabbi Yisah bin Uri lo iti boyo. Hashtu b'chum v'nofi v'chalo si miboy. So, kiti boyo v'chalo bin Rabbi Akiva. B'chum v'di nofi, even though there is a loche of nechal b'chum v'shoveris. So, and this is not Nechel B'chol Mishoveris. Why? Because the mitame Yeshlan Hetam Mishoveris. So that the Gemara, Avon, Chale, the Litmeye, Lesley, Hete, and if it's both, if it's not just Maisa Sheini Yerushalayim, it's Maisa Sheini and Chale. So even if it becomes Tomei, so then you cannot be paid there to need it, because of this Chale, you cannot be paid there to need it. So in Mele, it has no heter of the Holy Shabbos, even if it becomes Tomei. So in Mele, you cannot be Eitzah. Our Chal Dimitamei heter of Mishabbos, really, Dimitamei Lesley heter of Mishabbos, Mishreif Azle, because of Yisachale, so we know, so you cannot be Eitzah. Or you know, I'm even hoi, you will call on Hashem, V'itme, Yisley heter of Mishabbos, you know, Bo, Hashtanam and Ofik, Hashtanam. Now let's see the Rashi. Can you boil up to the door shade? Will you have a Michelle is boy? Can you make me be cool in my time? Why is a shame if you have a Michelle is a flash of the slides? In me, nevertheless, we sleep as it told me to be a sober hill who made the tour a hero and let up Michelle's. משום דמייס השני הוא פוסן קוטו מחיצס לסלם דיאט אוי דיומו הוי וביו וקורא לשם חלה יש להתר משלה סינית מוב נופי השנה מליפו כתיר הסמאצה מיני משום קרא שם חלה דו חלה ביעל מלוי נפקה מכל מעצה כדיפנה מסניסי והקירים בחלה אלו הול איחודה משום דאסור משובס ואמרינום הוי ובנופס So Rashi is really emphasizing what Taisa says in this text. I mean, what's the pshat in Hoya? What kind of a din is it? This Hoya. I mean, it has nothing to do with the sugi of Hoya in Pirkei Avot in Kabbalah and Kabbalah. This is another, the same expression is used. But the halacha of Hoya here, so, in other words, because, so Rashi says, because the chale ba'al melo nafke michol matzah. Kitna masnisi vakeri bechal, vakeri bechal. So in other words, the shem chale does not come within the aloche of chol mishalos, because the shem chale is nechal chol mishalos. The shem chale. Now this is chale shalais Hashem. So mele. Why should it be? So the pshat in hoyel is. That why should not be able to be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah with this matzah of chalas ma'is Hashem? Why not? Mitzad chale, so chale is nechal b'chol mishalos. And mitzad, so only because, and mitzad ma'is Hashem, so on account of the fact that when it's nitmo, so mimele it's nechal b'chol mishalos, so mimele. So it can have pity and it can be nechal b'chol mishaveis. So mele ma'isa sheni is nechal b'chol mishaveis. Now here we have a combination of chale and ma'isa sheni. So we say hail. So the pshat in hail is that in view of the fact that the aloche of nechal b'chol mishaveis does not mean that only if something can be mitzias be eaten in every place. So then you can be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah, because you can ask kikashe. I mean tevo matzah tevo, so you're not yetze because of his special aloha, because yotzei shenisur shaltichol chometz. But otherwise you could be mikayim the mitzvah. You could mikayim the mitzvah, but let it not be mikayim the mitzvah because it's not nechal b'chol mishaveis. It's nechal in no place. So let him not be able to be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah with the matzah shel tevel because it's not nechal b'chol mishaveis. It's nechal in no place. So certainly if it's nechal in no place, there isn't a single place where you can eat it. So it's not nechal b'chol mishaveis. And Teis says there is a remarkable lashon in this Teis. Avol chalosei di mitam zu asuge ki mandom ha'michitza likli derais. Di mit Rabbonon yish lehetam mishavis. Di yotzo chutlum chitze mit deis afilu teiro. Afilu teiro. So he says, di mit Rabbonon. So then yish lehetam mishavis. Even in connection with chal. Why? Because di yotzo chutlum chitze is nivdes Afiru teiro. Then Teisa says, "Namikim drabonon nuim die loychoshiv nechal b'chol mishalos." So why does Teisa say, "Di yotzo chutz l'mchitze nivdes afiru teiro"? Why is the afiru teiro? So the answer is, what's the afiru? Why afiru teiro? The answer is, in regard to this kasha, why do we say matzah shel tevel? So if not, it's a sakoso. Of Yotzei Zuru Sheni Shom Shvatichu Chometz and Shom Shvatichu Teva. So he could be mikayim the mitzvah. And if, let's say, if we say that mitzvah Abon Mavira doesn't apply, so he could be mikayim the mitzvah, but it's not Nechal B'chol Mishaveis. It's Nechal in no place. The answer is, Nechal B'chol Mishaveis doesn't imply that the matzah. he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah because it's in Bikurim, he's not Nechal B'chomish Aleis. There are certain places, other than Yerushalayim, so you cannot eat it because of its Kedushim. So then you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. Masha'inkin Tevo, you cannot eat it in Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it in Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it in any place. But is it because of the Kedushim that you cannot eat it? You cannot eat it because it's also Achille. So it doesn't come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Nechal B'chomish Aleis. Only Bikurim comes within the Zakosuv of Nechal B'chol Mishavis, because on account of its Gdushe, it cannot be eaten in every place. But where it cannot be eaten in every place, because of a certain Isar that attaches to it, so then it doesn't come within the Zakosuv of Nechal B'chol Mishavis. So Teisa says, the Yotzachut B'chutzoso, Nibdes Afilu Teiro, why Afilu? Afilu Teiro. So in other words, that there is more of a reason to say that by Teiro it's not Nechal B'chol Mishavis. So then by Teiro. Why? Because Teiro, so it has more of the Kedushin. So it's, but since it can be Nibdes, if we say that Mechitza Liklit is Nirabon, so Midrais it can be Nibdes. So even though it's Teiro, So then it cannot, so until you are paid it, you cannot eat it because of its Kedushe. So you could argue it comes within the Zakosu of the Nechal B'chol Mishavis, but it is Nechal B'chol Mishavis. Why? Because it's Biyode, Midraise, to be paid it. But if we are going to say that Nechal B'chol Mishavis does not depend upon the inability to be eaten B'chol Mishavis on account of the Kedushe, but just on the inability to be eaten. So why did they say Afilu Teiro? What did Afilu? So this is both, that the whole Gzeres HaKosuv of Nechal B'chol Mishavis only implies that if the matzah is incapable of being eaten in each and every place on account of Kedusha, like Bikurim, Masha'in Kin Tevo, you can't eat it. You can't eat it in Yerushalayim, you can't eat it in Chutz Yerushalayim. In no place you can't eat it. You can't eat it even on Mars, you couldn't eat it. So, but that doesn't mean that it comes within the aloche of Nechal B'chol Mishavis, because only when it cannot be eaten on account of the Kedushe, then it comes within the Zakosuv. So, Mimele, this is the Pshat in Hoyer. Because here, why should we say, because of Chale, because of the Issa Chale, that certainly doesn't come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of in Nechal B'chol Mishavis, because only that which cannot be eaten B'chol Mishavis on account of the Kedushe comes within the Gzeres HaKosuv. Now, the Isachale, it's Isachale Shelitmio, and you cannot eat it. So that's not an Isa, that's not in Nechal B'chol Mishavis because of the Kedushe. But Maisa Sheini is in Nechal B'chol Mishavis because of the Kedushe. Now, so if it hadn't been Chale, so it would be Nechal B'chol Mishavis. And even the Kedusha wouldn't be me'akevet from being Nechal B'chol Mishavis. Why? Because when it becomes Tomei, so then you can be faded, even Yerushalayim. So then the question arose in connection with Chalas Ma'aseh Sheni. So then even if it becomes Tomei, so you couldn't be faded and eat it. Because you couldn't eat it. Why couldn't you eat it? Because it's Chal, it's Tumah. So we say, hey, inasmuch that the reason is why you couldn't eat it is not because of the Isar of Ma'aseh Sheni, but because of the Isar of Truma, because of the Isar of Chale. And the Isar of Chale, and Chale the Almo, you can be Yetzeh, Chalas Arel, you can be Yetzeh. So we don't say that, and as far as the Isar of Chale is concerned, so that by itself doesn't come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Nechal B'chol Mishavis, just as Tevel, the Isar of Tevel doesn't come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Nechal B'chol Mishavis. Only an Iser that is not Nechal B'chol Mishavis on the score of Kedusha comes within the Zakosuv, like Bikurim. So in the name we say Hoyer, that in this, here we have a combination of two Isurim. We have an Iser of Ma'aseh Sheni, and we have an Iser of Chal. So as far as the Iser of Chal is concerned, this is not an Iser on account of Kedusha. So maybe it doesn't come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Nechal B'chol Mishavis. Which Iser is an Iser that emanates from the Kedusha? That's Ma'aseh Sheni. But as far as the Iser of Ma'aseh Sheni is concerned, so it could be Nivdeh.
But here you cannot be paid. But he cannot be paid not because of the Yisar of Maizah Sheni. He cannot be paid because of the Yisar of Chale, of Truma. But the Yisar of Truma per se does not come within the Gzos HaKosov of Necho B'chol Mishaveis. So that's the Pshat in Hoya. Right. Hash Navana. Yeah. You can have a whole other way to boil or what I'm doing Hoya. Keep the boil or Chala Lokua because of Maizah Sheni. If I leave the Rabbon with the boil, keep the Amle Yipode. Hanim Mais. Keep the boil of Halim with a beauty. Do my Yikobe here, the Tanaka because of Maizah Sheni Sheni. Yipode, Rabbi Yude, my Yikobe here. Me, I'm doing Hoya with the Lokua. We hoy we call a shem. We eat ma. Yes, let them wash on it. We know if they has an amen of it day. Oy, do ma chadre lam. We don't say, oy, I'm gonna. O ma gobe, mistabre shem mais echad. What's the pshat, mistabre shem mais echad? Again, the same pshat. Because the whole, this is the pshat, in mistabre shem mais echad. Because the whole thing of nechal b'chol, yes, let them b'chol mishovins, that if it's not, if it doesn't, if it's not nechal b'chol mishovins, you cannot be kind of to smatze. So it only implies, if it's not nechal b'chol, if it doesn't have a heter b'chol, heter achile b'chol mishovins, mitzadik dush. So memele, here, even chava akua b'chol mishovins, even chava akua b'chol mishovins, so memele, mitzad, so we say, hoyil v'likom l'shem, so that means that the witness why he cannot be eaten because of extraneous issue, extraneous circumstances, not as far as the Yisar of that emanates from the Gdushe. So that could be Nechal B'chol Mekeinis, but it just happens that there are other Me'akvim. So Mimele, you can be kind to meet of us. Now, that was also matzeh, but in view of the fact that the shimur of chimutz was shimur of chimutz l'shem, not matzah mitzvah of Pesach, but l'shem matzah of chalisteido or kikinozia, so memele, or I mean matzah mitzvah of zavach, so memele it's not l'shem. So from this Gemara we see that there is a halacha of lishmo. There is a halacha of lishmo tabi matzas mitzvah. Without this Gemara, so we could say the whole Indian of shimur is he should watch it. It shouldn't become chometz. But not that it's a din of lishmo, just as there is a din of lishmo gabi get, there is a din of lishmo gabi kobones, there is a din of lishmo gabi ksiva siva Torah. No, here it's not a din of lishmo, we could say. It's only a loche of shimur of chimutz. And the Oruch HaShulchan says like that. But from this Gemara, it's not much. The Oruch HaShulchan says like that because the Rambam mentions shimur of chimutz ligabe matzeh that is eaten all the days of Pesach. Not afke Pesach night. So of course that din is certainly not a loche of lishmo. That din is a din of shimur of chimutz. The Rambam says, "Perikei luchas chometz matzah alochetes, mishum shenema ushmartem es amatzis, kelei ma'ari zoharu bimato vishimru eiso mikol tzatchimus, lipicho chomru chachomim, tzori chodom mizoya bidogon sheichel memenu bepesach, shelo yobi olov mayim, acha shenikza, at shelo yiyeh beishum chimus." So he says, because the Torah says, "Ushmartem es amatzis, he zohar ubi matzah v'shimu sepatschimut v'fi chochom rochachomim tzor chodom nizoy abidogon sheichom menu v'pesach shel yobel of mayim. So he mentioned shimu ligabe all matzah, the matzahs that you eat all Pesach, not after the first night of Pesach, not after matzah smitzah. And the Rambam, it's true that the Rambam doesn't discuss in detail the halacha of Lishmo. But it does mention this aloche of Chalis Tebe or Kikinoz. So because of that, the Orach HaShulchan says that according to the Rambam, there is no halacha of Lishmo by Matzah, even in regard to Matzah's Mitzvah. The only thing that is necessary is that you should be Mishamer et Mechimutz. But if you are not Mishamer et Mechimutz, even though you know it didn't become Chometz, now you can ask, if it wasn't Mishamer, maybe it became Chometz. Well, the answer is, we have Simoni. The Gemara mentions Simoni. Karnechogov or not Karnechogov. So even though it can be determined retrospectively now by looking at the Esau that it did not come with the Chometz, so then there is no Esau Chometz. But inasmuch as the Esau was left originally in a state where it could become Chometz, but it wasn't watched. But we know that it didn't become Chometz, even though it was exposed to the possibility of becoming Chometz, but now we know through the simonim that it didn't become Chometz. So mele, you cannot eat it. So, but there is no halacha of lishmo, just shimu from chimitz. So, but it's not like that. True that the Rambam shita is, there is a halacha of shimu from chimitz in regard to the matzes that you eat, all Pesach, in regard to the matzes that you eat, O Pesach, but there is a difference. There are two aloches of Shimu. First of all, now, the Mechilte, Ushmartem es Amatzes, Shivas Yom Techo Matzes. So, Ushmartem es Amatzes, so the Mechilte says, Shamreyu, Atcher Yenase Chometz. So, Mikan Omru, that Yiltei Sheisa Bitzene, in other words, if you see, that the Ise might rise, so you pour cold water over it to prevent chimitz. So that's the lashon of Mechilte. So Rabbi Yashay Meir, al tikcho ushmartem es hamatzeis, elo ushmartem es hamitzvos. That's the lashon of Mechilte. So of course the Malbim explains it, that according to Rabbi Yashay, it doesn't have reference to Matzah. It has reference to the general dean of Zrizim Magdim Lemitzvah. Shmartem, the lashon of Mechilte is Al Tach Mitzenu, Al Mitzvah, Gol Yotcha Al Tach Mitzenu. Because of that, the Malbim says that according to Rabbi Yashay, so this posik, Shmartem as a Matzah, has reference to all mitzvahs of Zrizim Magdim. But I think that the Rambam will say that Rabbi Yashay doesn't have reference here to the general din of Zrizim Magdimim of Prima Mitzvah Shaito. The Gemara mentions other psuktim ligabe Zrizim Magdimim. Here the same expression is used, abol yotchal tach mitzeno, but here it's limited to Matzah's Mitzvah. In other words, so there are two separate rushes, two separate aloches. The Tanakame darshans ushmartem es hamatzes, not ushmartem es hamitzves. So according to Tanakame's droshe, so it has reference to the matzahs of all Pesach. That's not even of Lishmo. That's a halacha, it's a mitzvah saseh. That's a separate mitzvah saseh. That all the matzahs that he intends to eat on Pesach, so he's mechuyev to watch it from chimitz. So if one, let's say, doesn't watch the matzahs that he intends to eat on Pesach from chimitz, so he's mevatel a mitzvah of Shmartem es hamatzes. That's not even of Lishmo. Just, this is what the Rambam says. That's the drosh of Tanakam. Mishum shenema ushmartem es hamatzeis, kileima hizohar ubi matzo. Not afke matzas mitzvah. Any matzah that you eat Pesach. Vishimu eiso mikol tzatchimus. Lifi chochom uchachoni, tzor chodom lizoya bidogon, sheichel mimeno bipesach, shel yov lo mai macha shemitza, ad yom yi evishim chimus. So in other words, so if one, let's say, the Esau, or the dogon that he intends to eat on Pesach, if he exposes it to the possibility of becoming washed with water, or he lets the flour that he's going to use on Pesach, if he exposes that flour to the possibility of moisture, he doesn't care, so he's mevatlem, and then he eats that matzah. Even though, before he eats it on Pesach, he makes sure, through the simonim, that he didn't become chometz, but he allowed the matzah that he intended to eat on Pesach, and that he is going to eat on Pesach, to be nechmatz, even though through the simonim, retrospectively, he can determine that he didn't become chometz, so he's mevatel this mitzvah. But there is no iser. In other words, suppose someone eats a matzah that could have become chometz, but he knows that he didn't become chometz, he has the simonim. It's not chesif ponov, not kikane chodov, and so on. So, he is not either an isa vikum vasei, because after all, as long as he knows through the simonim that he didn't become chometz, even though he didn't watch the dogon, so that he shouldn't become chometz. So he was mevatel a mitzvah, or mushmaltem as a matzitz. And that mitzvah is incumbent upon him even before Pesach. In other words, if he knows that he is going to use this dogon for the matzitz of Pesach, and he lets the dogon, he sees there is water in the vicinity of the dogon, and he lets it stay there. And then Pesach, so he just inspects it, and he determines that he didn't become chometz. He inspects it. So he was mevatel, and he eats it. He knows that he didn't become chometz. But since he neglected to watch it, so memele, he's mevatel the test. But there is no isa bikum vasei of eating on the other days of Pesach a matzeh that wasn't watched. In other words, the matzeh that he eats on Pesach is mechuyev to watch. If he didn't watch, and he still eats it, even though he knows through the simonim, so he can determine retrospectively that he didn't become chometz, he's mevatel the mitzvah, but there is no isa. And some mele, of course, suppose he didn't watch the dogon. He didn't watch a certain dogon before Pesach. But no, now on Pesach, he determines that he didn't become chometz. So the simonim, he knows that he didn't become chometz. So, can he eat it? Or can he say, well, I was mevatel the tesa anyway. So what do I lose? After all, the matzah that wasn't watched is not osabachile. There is no lav or isarese against eating a matzah that wasn't watched. There is no such thing. Only I'm mechuyev to watch it. But I didn't watch it. It's too late already to watch it. So I might as well eat it. No, he cannot eat it. Because if he doesn't eat it, then he will retroactively not be aver the eser with shmatim samatzis. The shmatim samatzis doesn't imply that one is mechuyev to be mashgiach of matzis. All matzis that are baked before Pesach, mishmatim samatzis means he has to watch the matzis that he is going to eat on Pesach. But, so memele, if he, let's say a certain dogon, he didn't watch, and he, even though he intended before Pesach to eat the dogon on Pesach, and now he knows that he didn't become chometz through the simonim. If he's not going to partake of the dogon, he will not be aver the eser mishmatim samatzis. Because mishmatim samatzis, in other words, the mitzvah applies only to that dogon that he eats on Pesach. So the dogon that he eats on Pesach, he is mechuyev to watch against chimutz. And if he didn't watch against chimutz, and he eats it on Pesach, even though he knows that he didn't become chometz, so he's mevatel an eser. So memele, he cannot say, I didn't watch it, it's too late now, it was already baked, I might as well eat it. After all, there is no iser in eating a matzo that was not mishtameres. No, he cannot say that. Because if he doesn't eat this particular dogon that he neglected to watch, even though originally he intended to eat it, but if ultimately he decides not to eat it, so then retroactively it will be determined that he was never mechuyev to watch it. What is that mechuyev to watch all the matzes, all the dogon in the world? Only that dogon that he's going to eat on Pesach. So if he's not going to eat it, he'll retroactively not be aver. Masha'inkin, if he's going to eat it, so the aveira will not consist in the maisa achile now. There is no maisa aveira, but then retroactively it will be determined that he was mivatil before Pesach, when he was in the position to watch it against chimutz, and he didn't watch it, and he neglected it, and he exposed it to the possibility of water and everything. So even though now he knows through the simonim that he didn't become chometz, so retroactively it will be determined retroactively that he was mevatel then the eser. So maybe he can't eat now in order not to determine retroactively that he was mevatel the eser before Pesach. But there is no halacha of lishmo. It's only a din of shimo v'chimutz. Then Then Rav Yashe, that's the drosher of Tanakami. Then Rav Yashe says, Al tikro ushmartem es amatzeis, elu ushmartem es amitzveis. Mitzvah abor liot tro al tach mitzeno. So the mold applies it to mitzvahs in general. No. Why? What is this possible to do with mitzvahs in general? Of course, the judicial mikro is matzeis. The kri is also matzeis. So that's the drosher. So that drosher is limited to matzahs mitzvah. Rav Yashe darshens that there is a special halacha implicit in this pasuk of matzahs mitzvah, that matzahs mitzvah has to be nishtamer mechimutz lishei matzahs mitzvah. That's the pshat. Now tikro es hamatzahs elo es hamitzvahs. So both are true. There is no machlekes between Tanakame and Rav Yashe. Both roshes are true. So in other words, that's why the Rambam here he mentions in Pirkei Avot that comes to matzah lochetes mishum shenema ushmart nesamatzis telim arizua ur matzah vishim vayisom mikol tzatchimut lifichu chomru chachomim tzol chodom nizoya bidogom sheichu mimenu bipesach shol yobi ov mayim acha shenikza atzori bichimutz atzori bichimutz. So that's a mitzvah of shimur from chimutz, not lishim matzah mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah. And then there is another halacha of shimur mechimutz lishei matzas mitzvah. Shimur of chimut lishei matzas mitzvah. So that's the din of lishmo. The riot is the din of lishmo because the Gemara says, and Reb Chaim mentions that riot, that the Gemara says that why can't one be yitzeh? The kazay is matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, with chalas tedi or kikinozir, because the shmarte ves hamatzah is matzah mishtameres l'shem matzo, yotzuzu shem mishtameres l'shem matzo l'shem zevach. So we see, not only that there is a din of lishmo, but that the lishmo is kivei ayich ha-lishem in the chefze. That Rav Chaim mentions. So that's another halacha. Now, the Rambam, even though he doesn't discuss it so explicitly, but the other halacha, the Rambam also mentions. Even though it's not so explicitly. So it's mentioned. First of all, it's mentioned in the halacha of chalitei or kikin ozir. So there it's mentioned. But besides chalitei or kikin, not only in connection with chalitei or kikin ozir does Rambam mention the second halacha that emanates from Reb Yashe's drosha of haltikro es hamatzeis el es hamitzveh. The Rambam mentions it. The Rambam says in Perek Ches, in Cheschonetz HaMatzo, halacha yud gimel, מי שאין לי מצו מי שמרס על הכזייס, כי שגי נעשו דוסי ממצו שאין לי מי שמרס, מבורך על אכיל הסמצו, ואיכיל איזי כזייס, וניתי עם החופו. וניתי עם החופו. Now, so the Rambam says, so first of all, there is some eski kashe against the Rambam. How can the Rif also mention that halacha? That halacha is mentioned by the Rif. So there is no kasha against the Rif, because the Rif doesn't mention the Rambam's Kiddush that there is a loche of shimu for matzahs that you eat all Pesach. So you can say that the Rif shiti is there is no aloche of shimu ligabe matzahs of all Pesach. You only have to know that it's not chometz. But if you determine it's not chometz from the simonim of kamech hagovim and so on, so then you can eat it even though it was neglected and it was exposed to the possibility of becoming chometz. So mainly he mentions the halacha, but the Rambam mentions in so many words, in Pirkei, halachetes, that there is a halacha of shimu, mechimutz, ligabi all matzahs of Pesach, not afke matzahs mitzvah. So why do they say, mishayim matzah mishimeres, elakazayis, kishegim vasudose, mi matzah shim mishimeres, mi vorech lachilas matzo, ve'eich elisikazayis, et yirachetem. How can he fill up his stomach with matzah shenim mishumeres? There is a loche, no matzah that you eat on Pesach. That has to be mishumer. The answer is, according to the Rambam, there are two aloches. One aloche applies to the matzahs of all Pesach. That's the drosha of Tanakam, ushmart mesamatzis. That's not a din of lishmo. That's not a din of lishmo. But then there is another aloche, the drosha of Rabbi Yash. Al tikro es hamatzah iselo. In other words, you have to be mishameh the matzah, you have to be mishameh mechimut l'shei matzah mitzvah. L'shei matzah mitzvah. Then, Rabbi Yashin's drosha in Mechilte is limited to matzah mitzvah that you eat Pesach night. But, so you eat Pesach night, it only applies to that kazayis with which you are mikayim the chiyuv of Be'erev Techol Matzahs. But you can eat ten other gzeisim. Not mishumeres lishmo lishematzes mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam says, mishayim limatzes mishumeres al kazayis, כשגיימר זה דוסי, ממצו שאני משמר אז, מבורך על אכילס מצו, ואיך לסי כזייס וניתן עם החשבו. תראה, או, בודי ילס גנדה קשי. So that was, so, but how can he fill up his stomach with matzah shem mishmeres? But mitzad ha'alochel v'shmartem es ha'matzis, the Tanakam is droshim. So he cannot eat any matzah that is not mishmer. Because if he does eat, so retroactively he will behave there. Behave there, the essay of v'shmartem es ha'matzis. So the answer is this. First of all, two things we can say. Number one, that insofar as the general mitzvah of v'shmartem es ha'matzis that applies to all of Pesach is concerned, so then there is no halacha of nishim matzis mitzvah, just shimu famchimus. Now there is a machlekes, the Rosh and the Rashbo, Rabbi Goyen, the Rosh and the Rashbo, how you suppose a goy makes all the handles of matzah, he mixes the matzah, he kneads the matzah, he bakes the matzah, he does everything. And there is a Jewish mashgiach who supervises it. So is it good or not? So there's a machleket between the Rosh and the Rashbo. So those who say the Rashbo says that it's not good, so that's only shayach iligabe matzis mitzvah, whether it's enough lishmo, so mimele it's not good. Mashayim came according to the Rambam that there is a loche of shimur of chimutz. Of Shimur of Chimutz for the matzahs that you eat all Pesach. So of course it goes without saying that even if a goy does it, but if a Jew watches it, so of course it is good. So suppose, let's say, if we'll say that the Rambam agrees with the sheet of the Rashbo that when a goy does it and the Jew watches it, so it's not good, because so that's only it's not good for matzahs mitzvah, because there is a din of lishmo. But for the matzahs of Kol Pesach, so it is good. As long as a Jew watches the Achimut, it's not a din of lishmo. It's not a din of lishmo. So the Rambam, when he says Mishen Limatzah Mishimeres El Kazayis, so he means Mishen Limatzah Mishimeres Lishmo. For example, let's say a goy did it, and the Jew watched it. So it's not considered Mishimeres Lishmo, because a goy did it. But he can fill up his stomach with that matzah because he was mekayim the mitzvah of mishmartem es ha'matzis. Shmartem es ha'matzis. And even if we assume that the Rambam Shita is like a Haigoy in the Rosh, that when the goy does the mixing and kneading and the afiyah, and the Jew watches it, so it's good for matzah's mitzvah. But the other nachkiminis, let's say, like Chalis Teidom. So it's not good for Matzah Mitzvah, but for Kol HaPesach, so it is good because it's not a din of lishmo. So when the Rambam says Mishe'im le Matzah Mishimeres El Kazayis, it doesn't mean that the other Matzah was not watched at all, was neglected, and was exposed to the possibility of chimutz. But he knows now, retrospectively, he determines now that it didn't become chometz. No, it means it was watched, but it's not Mishimeres, it's not lishmo. For one reason or another. There's the Rambam. So that the Rambam has both in it. And then something else. Let's say, as I said before, that the din of Shimur of Matzahs does not aser the Matzah called Pesach. In other words, there is no aloche that the Matzah that wasn't watched, even though you know through the simonim that it didn't become chometz, so you're not allowed to eat it. There is no such aloche. There is a mitzvah to watch the dogon that you are going to eat. So mimele you can't eat if you didn't watch it, because if you eat, so retroactively you'll be aver the mishmartem es ha'matzis. But the Israel is avir does not consist in eating the matzah that wasn't watched. But suppose, so when the chayach is an avir, if he is in a position to watch the matzah that he's going, that he's eating on Pesach, he was in a position before Pesach to watch it. Now it doesn't mean, it's not a chibes agur. It doesn't mean that everyone must himself watch the dogon that he's going to eat. Let's say if he buys a certain matzah and he knows that the others watch it from chimutz l'shem matzah's mitzvah, so it is just as good, it's not a chibes agur. But when is a child that he is mechuyev to watch the dogon that he eats, if he's in a position to watch it? And he doesn't, he neglects it, he exposes it to the possibility of chimutz, even though on Pesach he determines that it didn't become chometz, so he's mevatel that mitzvah.
It's what let me say. Unless he doesn't eat it, so then he's not retroactively mivatel the mitzvah of Shvatas Amatzis. But suppose, like the Jews in Russia, he's not in a position to watch the Dogon. He's not in a position before Pesach to watch the Dogon that he's going to eat. He cannot watch. And then somebody gives him a certain matzah on Pesach. And he determines through the simonim, he determines that he didn't become chametz. But it was in a state where it could have become chametz. So then he can eat it too. And then we cannot say he cannot eat it, because if he eats it, it will be retroactively determined that it will be determined retroactively that he was eivir the esser mishpatim samatzim before Pesach. How was he eivir? The Torah is mechayev him to watch the dogon that he's going to eat, if he can watch. But if, let's say, like the Jews in Russia, who cannot watch, so he has no aveve. So then lechatchila you'll be able to eat that matzah. So mele, the Rambam says, mi she'in li matzah mishum eres, it can mean that the rest of the matzah was not mishum er altogether. But he couldn't watch it. He couldn't watch it. And he just got now one kazayis that was mishum alishmo. So then, in such a case, so he can fill up himself with as much matzah as he wants, and then at the end he'll eat the kazayis. So anyway, so we see that according to the Rambam, that not as the Orach HaShulchan says in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, there are two aloches of Shimu. There is a general aloch of Shimu, which does not represent the din of Nishmo. It's only that he has to be Misham, it's a mitzvah. And that isn't kivei any halishem in the matzah. It's a mitzvah to watch the dogon that he's going to eat on Pesach, that against him. It's a mitzvah. And if he doesn't watch the dogon, then he eats the dogon, ultimately the dogon. So retroactively he was mivatel anis. Not that there is an isar asay in eating a matzah that was not mishtam. That's one aloha. That's the drosha of Tzadikame, ushmatzim samatzis. And then the drosha of Rabbi Yashe, a special aloha of shimul ishe matzas mitzvah. Of shimul ishe matzas mitzvah. So that's the din of lishmo. Not only lishmo, but it is kivei ayichal ishem in the heart. So that's the machlekes, the Rosh and the Rashba, the Rashba. That's the machlekes, the Rosh and the Rashba.
That's
to do with the sugya dachmen, whether the shimu has to be mishas ktsire, or it has to be mishas lishe, or the rosh mentions mishas tchine. The Gemara doesn't mention mishas tchine, but the rosh mentions it. But all these questions, whether the shimu is mishas ktsire, mishas tchine, mishas lishe, if they relate to the shimu of lishmo, but then insofar as the shimu mechimutz, not lishmo, for the matzahs of all Pesach, according to Ram Shite, so it's mashal from the Rambam, that certainly from Tziran, because since the mitzvah is to watch it, it shouldn't become chometz, and it can become chometz even before the lishe. So mimele, there is a mitzvah to watch it. So the whole shaila in the Gemara, whether it's mishas ktsire or mishas lishe, according to the Rambam, it relates to the inyan of shimo mechimutz lishe matzas mitzvah, but it has no bearing on the shimo of chimutz for the matzas of all Pesach. That certainly is that's a special mitzvah, and that certainly is mishas ktsire, but that's not our rule. All right, we know Anu Mile, Omar Rabbe, Omar Ko, Ushmaltem es hamatzis. Matzah mishtameres lishim matzo. Yotuzu she mishtameres lishim matzo, elo lishim zebra. Now, ushmartem es hamatzis, ovid lishmir lishim matzo. Kol shimu she'ato mishamo, shalu itach mitz, hischavin lishim matzo shal mitzo. Now, there is a very important lotion in the Rashi. Now, you see, the shimu of chimutz for the matzahs of all Pesach, the Rambam Shite, that's certainly shimu of chimutz. But the shimu l'shimatzes mitzvah, we could say, that's not just shimu of chimutz. That's lishmo like get. So the ksive has to be l'shimu ish, l'shimapal, l'shimkirash. So we could say that the lishmo of matzes mitzvah also means that the lishe, the maisa lishe, the maisa afiyeh, has to be l'shem matzes mitzvah. But Rashi doesn't say that. Even though this Gemara deals not with Shimur of Chimutz for the Matzis of all Pesach, but of the Rishmo Halochim. So he still emphasizes, Kol Shimur Shato Mishamro, Shaloi Tachmitz, He's Chavim Lishem Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Lishem Matzah Shal Mitzvah. So he emphasizes it, Shimur of Chimutz. So that means that even Matzah Mitzvah doesn't require that the Maiseh Lishem, the Maiseh Lishem, the Maiseh Afiyeh should be Lishem Matzah Mitzvah. No, the Shimur of Chimutz because of Matzah Mitzvah. But not the Maiseh Lishem, the Maiseh Afiyeh. Now, for example, I mean, it's a very important child. He's stolen that. Now, how about machine matzeh for matzah smith? There are some rabbonim who say that machine matzeh you cannot use for matzah smith. But I think that they are making a mistake. First of all, there is a tshuva in Rabbi Foyle Shapiro Sefer. I mean, and he says that it can be used for matzah smith. But he considers that, he says that even a machine matzeh is considered ma'aseh yadayim because there is a man who operates the machine. Alright, but what's the reason of those who say that a machine matzah cannot be used for matzah mitzvah? So they say that it's totally the machlekes, the Rosh and the Rabbah. Let's see, the Rabbi Goyen and the Rosh who say that if a Goy does all the asiyas, he does the Lishi and the Afir, and the Yisroel is Mishamah, so it can be used for matzah mitzvah. So they hold that it's a aloche, that it's not a aloche, that the maiselish has to be lishmo. Because if the maiselish has to be lishmo, so if it's kechovim adayit nafshikov, it's just as we say, Gabi get, that if he get, if he go, he writes a get, and the Yisroel is emet al gabo, so akum adayit nafshikov, it's not good, because the maiselish has to be done lishmo, and the maiselish, as Rav Chaim explains it, so that adayit nafshikov is not just a yechitim tzei mitzies. It means that the goy cannot affect the lishmo. So since the goy does the ma'aseh ksive, so he's the one who affects the lishmo, and he cannot affect the lishmo. So memele, it's possible. The Rambam, the Reb Chaim mentions the raya. The Rambam says that in Mechal Shabbim Farhesye, if he writes again, and God limit al gabo, even though he God limit al gabo, so it's also to get his bottom of the raya. So if we were to assume that the adayit nafshikov is just a yechitim tzei mitzies, because the goy doesn't pay attention to what the Jew teaches him, what tells him. So what Shaykhah says, the aloche of Michal Shabbat Faresi is Gakum Chodvarov. What Shaykhah says, why? Just because Michal Shabbat Faresi is Gakum Chodvarov, so in Mele, he has the same psychology as the goy. After all, first of all, he doesn't even know this aloche, that the Michal Shabbat Faresi is Gakum Chodvarov. And even if he knows, it's a din that he is Gakum, has all the psulim of an Akum. Not that he has the same psychology, the same mentality as the goy. So, and still the Rambam says that if Mechal Shabbat Fahes, you raise the gate, so you get the bottom of the Raise. So it's a Raye that the Tait Nafshikov is not just a Yechetim Tse. Al Pidin he cannot affect the Lishmo. So, Mele, if we say, so you could argue that the Machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo is undeadly. In other words, those who say, Rabbi Goyen who says, that a Goy can do the Lish and the Afir, if a Jew is Mishamaret, so then it's good and it can be used for matzah mitzvah, he holds. It's not a din that the lishe or the afiyah should be lishmo. It's not aloche that the lishe or the afiyah should be lishmo. It's aloche that it has to be mishameret mechimutz lishe matzah mitzvah. So mainly it doesn't matter that the goy does the ma'aseh lishe, because there is no requirement of doing the ma'aseh lishe lishmo. So true, the goy does the ma'aseh lishe, but who does the shino mechimutz lishmo? The Jew. So maybe it's good. And we could say that the Rashbo who says that when the goy does the lishe and the afiyah and the Jew watches it, so it cannot be used ma'aseh mitzvah, he holds that the ma'aseh lishe and the ma'aseh afiyah has to be lishmo. The ma'aseh lishe and the ma'aseh afiyah has to be lishmo. Ma'aseh lishe and ma'aseh afiyah has to be lishmo, but not just Shimon Mechimutz Lishmo. So Mimele, if a goy does it, so just as Gabi get, if a goy writes the get, and the Yisroel Zimt al Gabov, so it's no good. So if a goy does the Lishe da Afiyah, and the Yisroel Zimt al Gabov, so it's no good. You could say that. But we see that it's not like that. that even the Rashba, who says that when a goy does the lishe and the afir, and the Jew is mishameya, so it cannot be used for meisim for matzis mitzvah, he also agrees. He also agrees that the halacha of lishmo is not that the meisim lishe and the meisim afir should be lishmo. But shimu mechimus lishmo, as Rashi says here. So you can say maybe Rashi agrees with Rabbi Cohen, but you will see that even the Rashba many times, all those Rishonim who say that when an Akum does it, when an Israel is emit al gabov, so it's not good, they also emphasize all the time misham roshalit tachmitz l'shematzmitz. It's not just Rashi, and Rashi says the same thing. So in other words, there is no halacha that the Maisel Lishe, the Maisaf, he has to be Lishe Matzis Mitzvah. And there is a very good reason as to why not. Why is it that Legabi get, so it's Aloche the Maisek Sive, and Gabi Matzeh, so it's not Aloche the Maisel Lishe. Because Gabi get, the Torah says, because of law. So the Gemara says, what's the Pshat, because of law Lishmo. So that implies that the Maisek Sive is the Lishmo. The Torah doesn't say, Vilash the Mesamatzes, Vafise Mesamatzes. The Torah says, but Ushmartem is a matzis. Where does the Torah mention Lishe? Where does the Torah mention Afiyeh? As a matter of fact, not only do we say Lishe matzis mitzvah, that's the universal practice. When we make the Lishe, when we make the Afiyeh, even when we draw Mayim Shalonu, so we say Lishe matzis mitzvah. So what does it mean? That the Maise of drawing the water from the well, if you ever came out in Kanarasi, and you saw how the Hasidim draw the water, so they are in Kanarasi wells, and for Matzis Mitzvah, and they all scream, Lishe Matzis Mitzvah. I mean, and that is mentioned in the Din. So what does it mean? That the Maise of drawing water from the well has to be Lishe Matzis Mitzvah? The Torah doesn't say, mention any Asiyas. The Torah says that, the Torah doesn't say, Vilashtim is a Matzis, Vafisim is a Matzis, Utchaltim is a Matzis, Utchaltim is a Matzis. Ushmartem is a matzis. So what does it mean? There is no aloche that a certain asiyah, a certain pule, has to be lishmo. But aloche is that the whole operation of the matzis has to be handled lishay matzis mitzvah, for the purpose of matzis mitzvah. So anything that is a step in the final product of the matzah has to be done lishay matzis mitzvah. But it's not aloche that the maiselisha has to be lishmo. So memele, that's why, so you see that Rashi says, kol shimu shato mishamro shalui tachmit, he's having lishe matas mitz matzah. He doesn't say that bishor shatolosh, he's having lishe matas mitz. Kol shimu shato mishamro shalui tachmit. There is no aloche. So then you ask, so why? So every old Rishayim should agree with Rabbi Goyen. Why is it that Rashbo says that if the a goy does it and Israel is even al gabo, so it's not good? So the answer is this. Now, two, the halacha is shimur of chimutz lishei matzis mitzvah. Shimur of chimutz by whom? Lishei matzis mitzvah. By whom? By whom? Suppose I'll go to a place in a bakery where they don't watch it, they don't care. The workers and the balabos, he doesn't care that they become chometz. He doesn't care. And I'll go there when they bake matzahs and I'll scream from morning till evening, Lishay matzahs mitzvah. So that will mean that it's mishumah Lishay matzahs mitzvah? No. Mishamu Lishay matzahs mitzvah means that the shimu from chimutz Lishay matzahs mitzvah is done by the person who controls these. But if I go to a strange baker, and who doesn't care whether it will become chometz, doesn't become chometz, he doesn't mind that it will become chometz 1,000 times. And I'll be there, I'll watch it, and I'll scream, Lishei Matzis Mitzvah. But I don't...